Happy Easter.
复活节快乐。
Today we're going to be looking at John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18.
我们今天看的是约翰福音二十章一到十八节。
And Shirley will lead you in the reading.
我们一起来读约翰福音第二十章一到十八节。七日的第一个清早，天还黑的时候，为什么不一样？他少一张哦，对不起。哦、OK。七日的第一个清早，天还黑的时候，莫大利的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了。就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说，有人把主从坟墓那里挪去了，我们不知道放在哪里。彼得和门徒就出来往坟墓那里去，两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓，低头往里看，看见细麻布还放在那里，只是还没有进去。西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。先到坟墓的那门徒也进去，看见就信了，因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了，玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说，妇人，你为什么哭？他说，因为有人把我从主那里不知道放在哪里。说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说，妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说，先生，若是你把他移去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。耶稣说，玛利亚。玛利亚就转过来，用希伯来话对他说，玻璃的意思。耶稣说，不要磨我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，圣我的神也是你们的神。莫大利的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见了主，原有将主对他说的这话告诉他们。
Praise the Lord for his word.
我们谢谢主他的话语。
On Good Friday, we remembered the death of Jesus.
在受难日那天，我们纪念耶稣的受死。
A terrible death.
一个很痛苦的死亡。
A death that he did not deserve.
一个他不应该去死的死亡。
An execution.
是一个处决。
Not only an execution, maybe the worst kind of execution you can imagine.
不单是一个处决，是一个最糟糕，你不可以想象的最糟糕的一种处决。
I mean, nowadays when they execute, they usually give you a shot of something and it's done.
今天的处决通常都是给你打一支针，那你就死掉了。
But Jesus had to hang on a cross in the hot sun, enduring pain.
可是耶稣被在炼狱下，被钉在十字架上，忍受那样的痛苦。
In order that we may have life.
这样我们就可以得生命。
Death is always difficult to deal with.
死亡是非常难面对的。
I have lived long enough to have experienced grief of the loss of many friends and family members.
我已经活了很多年，所以我也看到也经历过几次我的朋友亲戚离世的痛苦。
One of the first or the first person that I lost to death was my grandfather.
我第一个失去的亲人是我的祖父。
I was very close to him.
我跟他非常的亲密。
And in junior high, I received a call from my grandmother before school.
当他初中的时候，就听他收到他祖母的一个电话。
And she told me what happened and that he had passed away.
祖母告诉他祖父过世了。
And I don't know why, but I went on to go to school that day.
可是我不知道为什么，我那天还去上课。
And I was a mess.
可是那天是非常糟糕。
I think I cried like the whole day. My my classmates didn't know what was wrong.
我那天整天就在哭，连我的同学都不知道我是什么事情。
The grief and pain was dizzying.
那天的哭泣令他觉得有点昏了。
I felt like I was knocked off balance.
他觉得自己都站不稳了。
For the first time, someone that I had known and loved was gone.
这是第一次我生命中我认识的人离开我了。
Most of us have experienced times in our life where we have experienced loss.
很多人我们在我们的生命里面都经历过这样的一个种痛苦的失去。
It may have been the death of someone close to you.
可能你亲密的人离世了。
Or maybe you have walked beside someone who has gone through a difficult illness.
或者你很亲密的朋友、亲友，他们经历一个很痛苦的病痛。
Or maybe a relationship with someone close to you has just fallen apart and you don't understand why.
或者你一个很亲密的朋友跟你的关系破裂，哎，你不知道为什么。
These times may bring grief, sadness, and even anger.
这样的情况会带来很大的悲痛，甚至会有愤怒。
But for those of us who follow Jesus, there's good news.
可是那些跟随耶稣的人却就是一个好消息。
We can get through whatever difficulties we're experiencing and have renewed hope.
我们可以经历这些那么样的痛苦，因为我们有盼望。
We have hope not in our strength.
我们的盼望不在乎我们的自己的能力。
Or in luck that somehow things will work out.
或者说是我们的幸运，这事情就会解决。
Or even strength from our past experiences.
或者是我们过去的一些经历给我们的力量。
We have hope because in Jesus we have a risen Savior.
我们的盼望在于这位复活的主。
Who has conquered sin and death in the grave.
他在坟墓里战胜了死亡。
The Apostle John, when he wrote his gospel,
当使徒约翰写这本福音书的时候
He wanted to share good news
他想跟我们分享一个好消息
And give believers hope
给我们信徒有盼望
The early apostles, the disciples that followed Jesus Mary Magdalene and the other women
在早期跟随耶稣的门徒当中有莫大利的玛利亚还有一些妇女
Would have lost all hope after Jesus' crucifixion
当耶稣被处死在十字架上他们的盼望可能都消灭了
They placed their faith, their lives, and their future on Jesus.
他们把他们的生命、他们的前途、他们的将来都放在耶稣的身上。
Whom they regarded as their savior.
他们把他看为他们的救主。
And the Messiah.
是他们的弥赛亚。
The anointed one who would bring salvation and deliverance to their people Israel.
就是这个受膏者会在以色列带来这个复兴的。
But now he had been executed by the powers that be.
可是现在却被这个现在的权势来钉在十字架。
And he was laid in a grave.
原来现在还躺在坟墓里。
But the Apostle John has a pastoral concern.
使徒约翰有一个牧者的心怀。
He desires to shepherd the people of God.
他想牧养神给他的子民。
And he assures them in the gospel that God loves them.
他想在这福音书里面告诉大家神爱我们。
That God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
因为神爱世人，所以将他的独生子赐给我们。
And that our salvation is secure.
这样我们的救恩就被有肯定了。
And that we can get through whatever tough times that we're experiencing.
就是说我们在什么样的痛苦困难当中我们都可以度过。
And in fact, when John would have been writing this gospel, the church would have been undergoing tremendous pressure.
当约翰写这本福音书的时候教会已经经历很大的压力。
They were under persecution by the Roman government.
他们经历了罗马政府对他们的逼害。
And many Christians would die as martyrs.
很多的基督徒就变成烈士牺牲了。
And they face rejection and persecution by their fellow Jews.
当然还受到他们的同族的犹太人的排斥。
But John saying, no matter what you're going through, we have hope.
可是约翰说，无论你经过什么，我们还是有盼望。
Because Jesus is our risen Savior.
因为耶稣是我们的复活的救主。
Today we will look at Easter memories.
今天我们要回想这些。我们来看一看那些复活节的回忆。
And John relates his memories of going to the tomb.
那约翰告诉我们他回忆他那天到坟墓那边。
And Mary Magdalene.
这摩大利的玛利亚。
To see and explain and share the encounter they had with Jesus on that day.
然后也告诉我们他怎么看见他怎么分享他见到耶稣的经历。
We'll be encouraged to live our lives in light of Christ's resurrection.
我们鼓励我们去 过一个像复活的主这样的生命。
And by living in light of his resurrection, we will experience a hope that transforms.
我们因为在这种的复活的生命当中，我们就有一个盼这种改变的盼望。
Now Mary Magdalene is an interesting figure.
托大列玛利亚是一个很有趣的人物。
We don't know that much about her.
我们对她认识并不多。
We know that she is one of a number of women who followed Jesus.
我们知道她是众多跟随耶稣的妇女之一。
We know that she was there at the crucifixion.
我们知道在耶稣受死的时候她在旁边。
And we find her here at the tomb.
我也知道她起去到耶稣的坟墓。
She is often identified as the sinful woman in Luke chapter 7.
她是常常被认为是在路加福音七章里面所讲的那个犯罪的女人。
The woman who took an expensive bottle of perfume and put it on her hair and used it to wipe and anoint Jesus' feet.
就是那个妇人拿着很贵重的香油涂在头发上去摸她擦摸耶稣的腿的。
It's possible that she is that woman.
很有可能她就是这个路加七章所说的女人。
Because both her and Mary that we see here showed a tremendous love for Jesus.
因为玛利亚跟七章那个妇女都同样表达他们对耶稣无比的爱。
But we're not sure because the woman's name is not listed.
我们不是很肯定，因为在路加七章没有写告诉我们这个女人的名字是什么。
But the one thing that we know is that Mary loved Jesus.
我唯一知道的是玛利亚爱耶稣。
And it is her love for Christ that is the focus of John as he explains the resurrection.
这就是约翰解释耶稣的复活的一个重点，就是玛利亚对耶稣的爱。
The first thing that we see is her pain.
首先我们看到的是她的痛苦。
The crucifixion devastated Mary.
这个耶稣的受死是令到玛利亚非常的痛苦。
She came to the tomb early on the first day of the week, which would have been Sunday.
她在星期的第一天，就是礼拜天，到了耶稣的坟墓。
And she was filled with grief.
她非常的伤痛。
But her love for the Lord drove her to the tomb.
可是她对耶稣的爱，就像带她来到耶稣的坟墓。
She needed to be there.
她需要在那里。
She needed to help her Lord, even though he was dead.
她需要在那边帮助她的主，虽然她的主已经死了。
She wanted to care for his body.
她需要去处理耶稣的身体。
Now for those of you who may have, especially from the English congregation, they hear me talk a lot about documentaries.
在英语堂的会众常听到 Pastor Tom 提到那些纪录片。
And I recently saw a documentary on funeral homes.
他最近看了一个纪录片是关于那些殡仪馆的。
You can imagine it was not a very happy documentary.
你可以想象这不是一个令人看了很开心的纪录片。
And they focused on one funeral home and the director and his workers.
他就这个电影呢，主要是讲到一个殡仪馆的老板跟他的员工。
And the one thing that I thought interesting was the care that they had for the bodies of the deceased.
有一点令Pastor Tom 很惊讶的，就是看到这些人对死去的人身体的那种照顾。
The director instructed his workers and whoever was preparing the body that they should view this as their own family member.
他这个老板对他的员工照顾这个遗体的员工说，你要照顾这个遗体就像照顾你的亲人一样。
And have the utmost of respect.
就是对他们有至高的敬拜那个敬畏。
And in the midst of the documentary, actually, the father of the funeral director who founded the funeral home.
在这个影片的后来呢，讲到这个殡仪馆的老板的爸爸，就是他开始这个殡仪馆的。
The father passed away.
这个爸爸过世了。
And so his son would not let his workers do it, but his son took care of the body of his father.
那这个儿子呢，不像其他的员工，他自己亲自的来照顾这个遗体。
Because he really wanted to know what it meant and to remember when he prepared other people's bodies, that memory of caring for his father.
因为他很想知道怎么去照顾别人的遗体，像照顾自己亲人一样的经历，帮助他将来怎么去照顾其他的遗体。
And I think Mary had the same desire to care for the body of her Lord.
相信 玛利亚在这里有同样的心情要去照顾耶稣的遗体。
In the ancient world, the preparation of the body would have been done by the friends and family of the deceased.
在古代的时候，通常照顾遗体的工作就是他的亲友来负责。
Unless someone was very rich.
除非那些是很有钱的人。
And we see that after the crucifixion on Friday,
我们看到在礼拜五的耶稣受死之后
on the day of preparation,
在这个那天预备的日子
that two brothers took the body and they took about 75 pounds of spices and linens and grave clothes.
我们看到有两个弟兄拿了75斤的这些香料来到处理耶稣的身体。
And they wrapped Jesus and they put him in the grave.
他把耶稣包裹起来放在坟墓里。
But they probably wouldn't have had that much time.
可他们却不够时间。
Because in Judaism, the Sabbath begins on Friday at sunset.
因为在根据犹太的传统，那个安息日是在礼拜五晚上的日落的时候开始。
Everything must stop.
所有的工作都要停止。
If the wife didn't make food for her family for the weekend, the family would go hungry.
但是那个主妇那天在日落之前没有把这个周末的饭煮好的话，那个周末就这样就不用吃饭了。
And so the disciples that were caring for Jesus were racing the clock to get him where he needed to be and then go and take care of their families.
所以这个两个弟兄就很尽快的用他们仅有的时间把这个身体包裹起来就要回家。
And so Mary was there, I think she wanted to make sure that everything was done right.
玛利亚到耶稣坟墓，她因为很想知道整个这个安葬的包裹是做得恰当。
And to make sure that Jesus' body was prepared not in a rushed way, but in a formal, dignified manner.
他也很想知道耶稣的遗体是被用正确的方法来处理好，并不是那个匆忙的、随便的。
And I'm sure as she's walking to the tomb, her pain was magnified knowing what she was about to do.
所以她走向这个坟墓的时候，她的心里面的痛苦是一直在增加。
But as she arrived at the tomb,She recognized that there was a problem.
当她到坟墓的时候，她发现有个问题。
The stone had been removed from the entrance of the tomb.
就是这个坟墓的石头被滚开了。
The body was gone.
她身体不见了。
And she found Peter and John, and she said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb."
她就回去跟彼得跟约翰说，有人把主的从坟墓挪去了。
And we don't know where they put him.
我也不知道他放在哪里。
Where could his body be?
他这个身体到哪里去呢？
Why would someone want to steal his body?
为什么有人要偷耶稣的身体呢？
Many years ago, when I lived in New York City,
很多年前，当 Pastor Tom 住在纽约市的时候，
one of our Christmas traditions was to go to Rockefeller Center.
我们其中一个圣诞节的传统就去参加去这个洛克菲勒的中心
and to see the big Christmas tree
去看那边那个大大的圣诞树
and across the street from Rockefeller Center is St. Patrick's Cathedral
在洛克菲勒中心对面就是这个 St. Patrick 的教堂
a glorious huge house of worship
这是一个很大很漂亮的教堂
and you can go there and you can pray
你可以到那边去祷告
or you can walk around and during Christmas they have lots of different displays and you can walk aroundThe edge of the church.
也可以在圣诞节，他们有很多圣诞的摆设，你可以在里面去参观。
And while looking at the altar on the left-hand side of the church on the wall was a nativity scene.
我当我看到在教堂的里面呢，有一个耶稣诞生的那个图，那些图图具。
And as we were walking up to view the nativity of Jesus' birth in the manger.
那我们看这些圣诞节的摆设的时候呢，我们都看到耶稣呢在马槽里面诞生。
There was a group of security guards who were frantic.
可是看到有一群的保安在那边。
They were on their radios.
他们弄讲他们的手提机。
And they were calling out to others saying, Jesus is missing.
然后他们在那边很大声的说，耶稣不见了。
Only in New York.
只能在纽约发生的。
Would someone steal the baby Jesus from a nativity scene?
有人就把这个圣诞摆设中的小耶稣给偷走。
And I think there was a door right next to the scene, and someone grabbed it and ran out the door.
就看到那个摆设旁边有个门，就人把那边把耶稣偷走了，就从门逃走了。
And Jesus left the building.
所以耶稣就离开那个房间了。
And the security guards were horrified, and I was laughing.
这些保安都非常的恐惧。哎，Pastor Tom 在那边就在笑。
But there was no laughing matter here at the tomb of Jesus. But we have the same problem. Jesus is missing. And in Matthew, we read that a Roman guard was set at the tomb to guard the tomb to make sure Jesus would not go missing.
在马太福音记载呢，当时有那些罗马兵丁是站在守在这个坟墓旁边来保证耶稣不会被偷走的。
And by the time Mary appears, the guard is long gone.
当玛利亚到坟墓的时候，那些兵丁都不见了。
And the body is gone.
那个身体也不见了。
Mary must have been dazed and confused as to what might be going on here.
那玛利亚一定是非常的迷惘，她不知道发生什么事情。
The body has been stolen.
这个身体被偷走了。
How can this be?
怎么会这样呢？
And so as we move to the story, we want to examine the premises.
那我们要看这个故事的时候，我们再看看这个故事的前提是什么。
And so as we read the text, we see that a lot of running is occurring.
在前面我们就看到这个故事里面谈到很多的奔跑。Because
Mary runs back to tell the disciples what happened.
因为玛利亚跑去告诉那些门徒发生什么事情。
We don't know exactly how far away that was, but I'm sure she was probably out of breath to get there.
不知道有多远，我们很肯定她跑得气喘的，没力没气的都跑到那边去。
And then when she relates the story,
当他告诉门徒这个事情的时候,
John and Peter run to the tomb.
那彼得跟约翰又跑到这个坟墓,
and so they race there.
但是跑得非常快。
I wonder if in heaven John gives Peter a hard time.
我就想说那个约翰一定给彼得一些头疼的事情。
I beat you to the tomb.
哈,我跑赢了。
You're too slow.
你太慢了。
So what happens then is we see that John is at the tomb, he gets there first.
那我们就看到约翰彼得先跑到坟墓。
And he begins to examine the strips of linen.
他就开始查看那些细麻布。
And so he's like a detective with his magnifying glass, trying to figure out what's going on.
就好像一个侦探用那个放大镜来看到底发生什么事情。
But Peter doesn't care, Peter is like his normal self.
那彼得就不管这些，就好像他平常一样。
He acts before thinking.
他通常是做先于他想的。
And he runs into the tomb.
他就跑进坟墓里面去。
And what does he see?
他看到什么？
An empty tomb.
一个空的坟墓。
And then John comes in after him.
那约翰就随后进来。
And they see an interesting sight.
他们看到一个很特别的、很奇怪、奇妙的事情。
The beloved disciple and Peter see a grave with the clothes neatly rolled up.
他们就看到在坟墓里面那个细麻布是整齐的卷在一起。
And in fact, commentators theorize it's likely that it would look like Jesus was there lying in the tomb, but there was no body there, like his body just kind of came out of the grave clothes.
就有些解经家在解释这段卷在一起的意思，就好像那个布还放在那边，可是里面包裹的身体不见了。
Now this is in contrast to what one might expect.
就好像我们想象的不一样。Now
thieves would have come in to take Jesus.
就是说我们想象说是有贼来偷了耶稣。They
probably wouldn't have left any clothes.
要是偷耶稣的话，不会把那些布放在那边。
If you know anything about thieves,
那你知道一些关于贼的事情的话,
they don't like to stick around to do things. Time is of the essence.
他不会留在那边去做一些事情，因为时间对他们来讲很重要。
And so a group of thieves probably would have taken the body with Jesus in the grave clothes and just carried him out of there.
要是真的来偷的话，这些贼通常都会进来，把耶稣都连着布这样包着就抬走了。
But the clothes were there.
可是布却放在那边。
Now if Jesus had somehow revived,
要是耶稣他后来醒过来的话,
which seems highly unlikely having gone through a crucifixion,
虽然是一个在钉在十字架上的人，这个可能性很低。
I mean, even if he would have survived the crucifixion, I don't think he would have been in any condition.
就算他能够忍受在钉十字架后的一些 这个情况醒了过来。
To tear himself out from 75 pounds of grave clothes.
可他却没有没有这种力量，就拿开75斤重的衣服呢？
And if he would have, the clothes would have been lying all over the cave.
就算他能有这个力量推开这75斤的布，可是那些布就可能随便的放在那边。
So John and Peter see that something very strange has happened.
所以彼得跟约翰看到一件很特别的事情。
And he has faith and then he recognizes God's fingerprints on the scene.
他让所见的他肯看到神工作的痕迹。
And it says he saw and believed.
是他说他看了就信了。
But the next verse is interesting.
可下一句却很奇怪。
Because it says that, because he says they did not understand from scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead.
因为下一节第九节说，因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。
And so he believed, but he didn't understand.
他们相信了，却是不明白。
He hadn't quite connected the dots yet.
就是把两点还没有连起来。
But nonetheless, I believe that John and Peter responded by faith.
可是我相信彼得跟约翰却凭着信心来接受。
They only had a limited understanding.
他们虽然有限的理解力。
But they responded by faith to the situation that was in front of them.
对着他们面对的情景，他们却以信心来面对。
And so this is true of faith.
所以这是真的信心。
For it's based on our openness and sensitivity to God.
就是我们对神的敞开与敏感。
And they are responding to the activity that they see in what God has done in the situation.
他们也是对着神在这个处境所做的事情一个信心的回应。
They don't understand the implications, but nonetheless, they have taken a first step of believing that God is at work.
他不大，就是完完全全明白代表了什么，可他却做了第一步，就是相信神所做的。
And so the apostle John and Peter go back to their home.
所以彼得跟约翰就回家了。
But now we see Mary experiences the presence of God.
可是我们现在就接着看到玛利亚就经历神跟她的同在。
Mary returns, walks back to the, maybe she ran, I don't know, walks back to the tomb.
玛利亚回到坟墓。
And she bends over to look in the tomb.
还有低头往里面去看。
Scholars think it, the tomb was likely in a cave and it was probably a couple of steps down that they'd have to take.
有些学者因为这个坟墓是在下面的，所以又走几步下去的。
And so she peers her head to see what's going on.
他们就伸着头进去看。
And through tear-filled eyes, she sees two angels.
在她泪水充满的眼当中，她看到两个天使。
But this is actually amazing in and of itself.
这个天使出现就是非常的奇妙。
Because usually when people experience angels and encounter angels, they usually respond in fear or awe.
因为通常人看见天使的时候都会有种敬畏的心。
And she doesn't even respond at all.
她确实不是这样的反应。
And it's likely because she is so consumed with her grief, it doesn't even matter to her.
因为她是极其的悲痛，所以根本都没有为意。
And so they ask her, woman, why are you crying?
然后他们就问她说，妇人你在哭什么？
And this word woman,
这句话妇人。
In English anyway, it kind of has a harsh sound to it.
我们中在英文来讲，这个字好，我的中文来看好像比较不是很礼貌。
But it's actually a term of endearment.
可是，在当时的话，这是一句非常尊敬的话。
Someone whom you're very close relationship with.
就是当你跟一个跟你很密切关系的女人的称呼。
And so Jesus even calls his mother woman.
因为就算耶稣也叫他的母亲妇人。
And they ask her, why are you crying?
他就问他你为什么哭。
And she said, well, they've taken my Lord away.
然后他就说有人把我的主挪走了。
And I don't know where they put him.
我也不知道放在哪里。
And so, as she's talking to these angels, all of a sudden, someone's behind her.
当她跟那个天使讲话的时候，有人在后面出现。
And she turns around and sees a person there, which is Jesus.
她转头看到有个人，就是耶稣。
And he asks her, woman, why are you crying? What is it you're looking for?
那耶稣也问她说，妇人为什么哭？你找谁呢？
And so, she thinks he's a gardener.
玛利亚以为他是看园的。
And she asked, where have you put the body?
他就问他说你把身体放在哪里？
I'm sure they Mary and Jesus probably have conversations in heaven about, you really tricked me there.
可能在天上，玛利亚就跟耶稣说啊，你当时真的是把我骗了。
And we see that with Jesus' resurrection experiences.
我就看到他怎么经历耶稣的复活呢?
You can put, the disciples can put their hands in his side and see the scars.
那些门徒说要伸手伸到他的背那些钉痕的手
But nonetheless, he can appear out of nowhere.
可是突然耶稣就会出现
and he can hide his identity.
然后他可以隐藏他的身份
But when he says to her, Mary,
可当他跟他说玛利亚
she recognizes him, his voice, and his presence at once.
他就立刻明白 听到他的声音就知道他是谁
And she cries out, Rabboni, teacher.
然后他就对他说
And as you can guess, she runs towards him and embraces him and holds him.
然后他就跑过去, 要拥抱他, 要抓住他。
And he tells her, well, don't hold me right now because I have things to do.
那可是耶稣就在说, 你不要摸我, 我还要做的事情。
I have to go to the Father.
我要去见我的父。
But this brings us to Mary's proclamation.
这就带来了玛利亚的宣告。
Jesus commissions her to go.
然后耶稣叫他差遣他去
He says, go and speak to my brothers and tell them that I am ascending to the Father.
叫他差遣他去他弟兄那里 就告诉他们说 耶稣要升上天去见他的父。
Mary in the early church was known as an apostle to the apostles.
玛利亚在早期教会被称为是使徒中的使徒。
Mary didn't have the office of apostle.
玛利亚没有使徒的身份。
But an apostle was the early leader of the church who was commissioned to bring the gospel to people that did not know Jesus. And so Mary is commissioned by Jesus to tell the apostles the good news.
所以玛利亚是耶稣差遣她去她的弟兄那边去讲这个好消息。
And she goes back to them and she proclaims, I have seen the Lord and tells them about all the things that happened.
所以玛利亚就回去告诉那些门徒说我已经看见主了，有这样主对他说的话告诉了他们。
So how should you and I respond to this message of hope?
那我们怎么样对这个充满盼望的信息反应呢？
Well, in English it's a series of R's to remember.
在英文来讲呢，对每一个字，有几个字都是用R这个字开始的。
But I know in Chinese that won't work.
我们知道在中文是不能这样做。
But the first thing is to realize the firm foundation of your salvation.
首先我们要知道我们救恩的坚固的基础。
Jesus is alive.
耶稣复活了。
The tomb is empty.
坟墓是空的。
He has risen from the grave.
他从坟墓里活过来。All
the prophets of the world, those who have claimed to know truth, are dead and buried.
在世上其他的先知，他们说他们有真理，他们却死了，被埋葬了。
Muhammad.
没有，穆罕默德。
Buddha.
佛祖。
Krishna, but Jesus proves who he is by rising from the dead.
可是耶稣却被证明他是从死里复活的。So
our foundation is based on the fact that Jesus has conquered death. Jesus is alive.
我们的基础就是知道我们耶稣征服了死亡，他从死里复活。Secondly,
recognize Jesus in your life.
第二就是发现耶稣在你生命。
No matter what pain or problem or trouble going through, Jesus is there.
无论你经过怎么样的痛苦，困难，你知道耶稣就在这里。
As Jesus appeared to Mary at the tomb in her pain,
就像玛利亚在痛苦中，耶稣在坟墓那边跟她相遇。
So too, Jesus is present with us as well.
今天主耶稣也是跟我们同在。
God is not unattainable.
神不是不可。
We have Jesus as our friend.
我们耶稣就是我们的朋友。
And amazingly, our brother.
还是我们的兄弟。
One who intercedes for us at the right hand of the Father.
就在父的右手右边替我们祈求。
And who desires to help us through the trials and tribulations of our lives.
还是要在我们的困难当中帮助我们度过。
Thirdly, we are called to respond to God's word.
我们第三是要对。 对神的话语的反应,
by seeking to apply the word, His word to our lives.
就是把他的话语活在我们的生命里面。
The two disciples, when they arrived at the tomb and went in the tomb,
那两个门徒跑到耶稣的 坟墓跑进去看
hadn't quite figured out what was going on.
并不是很清楚到底发生了什么事情
But yet they responded to the revelation that was given.
可是对神的显示他们有一个反应
They saw the fingerprint of God on the situation.
他看到神在这里的工作的痕迹
And they believed.
他们就相信
You don't need to know everything about God in the Bible.
你不需要明清明白圣经所说神的一切
But God is calling us to respondto what he has revealed to you and taught you.
可是神却呼召我们要我们去对他的显示他的启示有一个反应来接受跟相信
and fourthly, we're called to relay or share the good news to those who need to hear the gospel.
第四点就是我们要分享我们这样一个美好的福音
and we're much like Mary.
就好像玛利亚
we're not apostles.
我们并不是
but yet we're called to...Be an apostle to the apostles like her. We're called to share the good news of Jesus with those who do not know him.
就好像玛利亚被神耶稣差遣去告诉他这些门徒，他是成为门徒的这些使徒的使徒。
Imagine with me how transformative this would be.
我们就可以想象这对我们的生命有多大的改变。
To our lives and our church.
对我们个人的生命，对我们的教会。
If we live every day in light of the resurrection of Jesus，
但是我们能够每一天活着，都好像复活的主在我们生命里面。
No, our church or ourselves, we would not be perfect。
在我们自己跟我们的教会都不会完美的。
But we will over time more and more。
可是，在随着日子过的时候
，become people of hope。
我们会越来越有。盼望
A hope that would cause us to rejoice in the Lord always.
就是这种盼望，让我们在主里面常常的喜乐
A hope that would enable us to walk humbly with our God.
这样盼望令到我们能够在神面前的谦卑
A hope that would enable us to encourage one another to stand firm in the Lord.
让我们这样的盼望，让我们可以互相的鼓励，在主里面能够坚守信仰
And a hope that we can give as an answer to those who may be seeking.
也是有一个盼望，让我们给告诉那些寻求真理的人同样的盼望。
May the Lord help us today.
我们愿神今天帮助我们。
And every day.
每一天帮助我们。
To live in the light of His resurrection.
就活在一个复活的主的生命。
Let's pray.
我们一起的祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that Jesus is alive.
天上的父，我们感谢你，耶稣复活了。
He is risen from the dead.
他从死里复活。
And that we can know that we have life eternal.
就让我们知道有这个永远的生命。
That we can be in your presence.
我们可以跟你同在。
That we can walk with you.
我们可以跟你同行。
Because Jesus has conquered the grave.
因为耶稣征服了死亡。
We thank you that Jesus calls us brothers.
我们很感谢神，因为耶稣称我们为兄弟。
And his desire is to walk with us.
而且是他的意愿要跟我们同行
and to empower us by his spirit
用他的灵来使我们有力量
who helps us to live in light of his resurrection
让我们过一个像复活主的生命
to God be the glory
愿神得荣耀
Amen
Amen